Now, confirmation this morning, July was indeed the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. The temperature of the world's air and our planet's ocean reaching new record highs. They're just some of the findings of the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, which uses millions of different measurements from satellites, ships, aircraft and weather stations to produce its analysis. Well, global sea temperatures, it says, were half a degree above the 1991 to 2020 average in July, while global air temperatures were 0.72 degrees Celsius higher than average. Professor Peter Thorne is director of the Irish Climate and Research Unit at Maynooth University, and he's been telling me what the Copernicus study is saying about climate change and global warming.
We are now deep in the proverbial with climate change, and this summer has been an alarming wake-up call.
And we're seeing it everywhere across southern Europe, drought, wildfires, the tundra in northern Russia on fire for many years now, heat waves in the United States, sea levels warming, climate change all around us.
We're seeing it in all kinds of places, and perhaps the most interesting ones are the ones that have received the least attention. 35 degrees in South America in the depth of winter is quite scary, to be honest.
Tell us a little bit about the phenomenon that we have been seeing this summer and how they directly link into climate change.
So the things that we're seeing very much playing across the Northern Hemisphere this summer are heat waves and heavy rainfall events. And those are the two things that in the latest report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we link most directly and with most confidence to climate change. So what we're seeing in individual events in numerous locations across the globe is entirely consistent with what we expect in a warming world.
This is, of course, an El Nino year. So how would you address people who perhaps say, well, it's an El Nino year. What would we expect? These are aberrations. These are temporary, perhaps not permanent.
El Nino is only just kicking in. So El Nino is not yet having an impact on global surface temperature, for example. That will come later this year and into next year. But there's undoubtedly a role for natural variability in this, which is pushing temperatures up temporarily. This, if you like, is a wake-up call for where we're going to be in a decade or two decades' time unless we get our act together. But equally, it's going to take a lot of effort on our part to really reduce emissions enough to make this what will be our new normal in a decade or two's time.
Separate out that then for us. What should we be doing here in Ireland? What needs to happen from government and from the vested interests? And then globally, what needs to happen?
In Ireland, we need to implement in full the National Climate Plan, Climate Action Plan, but we also need to up our ambition yet further, ratchet our ambition. We need to allocate the unallocated emissions reductions to sectors, but we need to really be acting. And it's not just the government that needs to act. The government can only go so far. It can create enabling conditions. It can pull policy and taxation and funding levers, but ultimately it's up to us as communities, as individuals, what to do. And then internationally, we need to deploy solutions. We know we have the solutions to get to less than over 50% reductions by 2030, but it requires us to pull every single policy lever globally. To do so, it requires society to be on board, and it requires action on everyone's part.
At the end of last month, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, she said the era of global warming had ended and we're now in the era of global boiling. What do you understand by what he means by that term, global boiling?
He's trying to provide a sense of urgency, looking at some of the indicators this summer of the not just the global temperature change, but also what's happening to Antarctic sea ice and various other places. You can understand that attempt at urgency. Clearly, we are not literally boiling, and we are not going to literally boil, but we are facing into a future that will be increasingly dystopian and lessened until we get our act together.
And that was Professor Peter Thorne of Maynooth University.